Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Rick, it's been an interesting week since last week. I know you've kept busy because last weekend you were a tourist in your own town.
Yes, we were one of many.
Or were you a tour guide in your own town?
I'll tell you what, you kind of just stop doing whatever you're doing and pay attention. Because there are thousands of people that go through that store on that given day, and I can imagine what it's like all around town. That particular event is really embraced by the greater Lansing area. It really is an involved and very popular event.
Oh, I'll bet it is. And did you see a lot of people who are coming into Preuss Pets for the first time?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's the one thing I notice is that it definitely gets a whole lot of, like, a buckshot of everybody. It doesn't just not my clientele. I would say our clientele, the people that come to us regularly, was, you know, less than 5% of those that are coming in the door. So it was fun to see. It was fun to introduce our store to some people that may not have seen it or they may not have seen it in a while, see all the changes that we've done over the last year or two. That's what's kind of fun for me is I always try to show a few things off that we hadn't done the previous year.
Right. Well, to me, it's a vindication because whenever someone says, I'm coming to Lansing, I tell them, well, if you're coming to Lansing, one place you need to go to is Preuss Pets because there just ain't nothing like it in the country that I'm aware of. So it's good to see that the rest of the community embraces that thought.
It's just great to be part of it.
Absolutely. Rick, one of the other things that we talked about in the last couple of weeks, we had as a guest on this show, Hush, who is the rapper and producer who's working on raising all of the funds for Metro Detroit for the dog shelter that he's trying to build down there. $1 million he's trying to raise, and he had a fundraiser last week at the Hard Rock Cafe. I was talking with our producer, Holly Rotter, and she went to the event, and she said it was huge. But boy, there is still a lot to go in terms of generating results, because as we're going to talk about today, there is a major problem with euthanasia going on in Metro Detroit, especially in the city of Detroit.
You know, and Hush talked about that. You know, he was talking in a very passionate way about the problem they're having in Detroit. And sure enough, not more than a week or two later, on our show today will be somebody from the Detroit Humane Society or the Michigan Humane Society to kind of talk about, you know, what dilemmas they have right now that they're working through.
Right. And for anyone who missed that particular show, boy, everyone acknowledged that they are completely overwhelmed by the problem. So in fairness to them, it is like trying to put out a forest fire with a garden hose. Yeah. And that's pretty tough to do.
Yeah, I think it was 70,000 homes that are vacant, 40,000 animals that are loose. Yeah, that spells quite an interesting predicament. So I'm anxious for today's show because I'd really like to hear more from the Michigan Humane Society that functions right down there in Detroit, from their perspective, what's going on.
Right. And also as a follow-up from a previous show, if you recall, we also had on the CEO from a very large pet insurance company in Cleveland. And it just so happens that after that show, I started thinking about what are the issues that cause the need for people to have pet insurance. And dental problems is one area where it costs a lot of money. So we're going to talk with a very highly specialized dentist, one of only three in the state of Michigan that handle animal dentistry issues.
I think anyone that's had a dog or had several dogs anyhow has confronted dog dental problems. You know, we probably don't hear as much about it with cats. I'll be curious to ask a few questions about cat owners as well. But for dogs, I know that's a common problem.
Right. And we're also going to talk with a new business that's just popped up here in Lansing. A young gentleman with a passion for pit bulls in particular has opened up a store over in Rio Town dealing with specialty items for bully breeds. So it's going to be a fascinating discussion this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
You think that we could